Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is going to elaborate on the Rashi Shurot. We said in the last Mishnah that if a bundle was left at the end of the row, then in that situation, if it's next to another bundle, it's Mochiach. It proves that the person wanted to just plow the other way. So it's part of another row. So you may look from one angle that it's part of a road that's going north to south, but in reality, the farmer only left it because it was part of a road that was going west to east, and he was going to get it when he was plowing the row west to east in a different direction. So it's going to give a few different scenarios that we'll analyze. So Mishnah, Be'elu hen rashei shurot. These are the cases of the bundles left at the end of the row. So before they get into the exact situation that we were talking about in the last Mishnah, they're going to bring up a similar case. We had two people working together. Shinaim shidhilu me'emsa hashura. Let's say you have a row that's going from north to south, and there's 10 bundles in that row, and you have two men who are working, and they're going to start from the middle. They're going to start from the middle of the row, but working in opposite directions. Ze panav letzafon, v'ze panav ledarom. One of them is facing safon. One of them is facing north. He's going to plow from the middle northwards, and the other one is going to plow from the middle southwards. V'shachehu lifnehem v'le'aharehem. And they forget bundles, each one of them, in front of them and in back of them. In front of them means they bypassed one. So if there's 10, we have to picture it like that. There's 10 bundles going from north to south. They both start at row 5, right in the middle. They both forget row 5. That's aharehem, behind them. They both relied on each other that they were going to take, the other guy was going to take the middle bundle. They both thought their friend would take the middle bundle. So that's aharehem. They both forget the row number 5 itself. And the one who's going northwards also in front of him forgets, for example, row number 2. And the one who's going southwards forgets row number 8. So they forget one in back of them at the spot that they started. And also one that was in front of them that they looked at and they passed over. Mishnah says, et shelifnehem shicha ve'et shel'ahareihem eno shicha. The one that they skipped that was in front of them is considered to be shicha because they forgot that on their own accord. It wasn't like they were relying on their friend to take in and it was just a miscommunication, but the one that was solely within their jurisdiction to take it and they didn't take it, that is considered to be lifnehem, in front of them, and that is going to be shicha because they actually forgot to take that one. But the one that was caught in between both of them, the one that they left at the starting point, every one of them thought that their friend was going to take it, is not shicha, because it wasn't forgotten. There was no forgetting that was happening here. Each one of them assumed their friend would take it. So no one actually forgot it. So in that situation, we're not going to call this bundle as part of shicha. The Mishnah is going to bring a second scenario which connects to the previous Mishnah. It's going to elaborate on that Mishnah, which is, you have to picture like a grid of 100 rows in a 10 by 10 diagram. 10 this way, 10 that way, for a total of 100 bundles. So that's the scenario. And the person starts to harvest from the top left of that diagram. Top left is harvesting downwards. So, Yahid Shidhilu Mirosh Ashura, V'shechach Lefanav V'la'acharav. If you have an individual, a single worker, who started working, collecting bundles from the beginning of the row, and he forgot a bundle right in front of him, which means he stopped collecting right before he picked up that last bundle, bundle number 10, going north to south. He left one all the way in front of him, V'la'acharav, but he also left one in back of him, in the middle of the row. So there's 10 he has to collect, all the way from the top left corner. He's going downward to collect. He leaves, for example, number 4. He doesn't collect number 4, and he doesn't collect number 10, all the way in the bottom left corner. He leaves 2 of them. Shelefanav eno shicha, the one that's in front of him, which is number 10, the last one in the row, is not shicha. V'shele'aharav shicha, the one that was in front of him, the one that was in the corner, is not considered to be shicha because it was all the way the last one in that corner, and it's probably going to be plowed with the rest of row number 10 going from west to east. So he wasn't planning on harvesting, like we said in the last Mishnah. He wasn't planning on collecting it from the north-south. He wanted to leave that last row and collect it in the opposite direction. Therefore, we say that that one is not considered to be shicha. But shile aharav, if he skipped over one, that one is going to be called shicha. Because he now has to work backwards to go retrieve that. Even though you may say, you know what, that's part of row number four, going from west to east. It doesn't matter. He had it. He had the ability to collect it. And he passed over it. And therefore, if he passes over it and he doesn't collect it, there has to be something going on. And therefore, we say he forgot that actual bundle. And that is considered to be shicha. Again, it's different than row number 10. If it's at the edge of part of row number 10, it's in front of him, which means he never passed over it. If it's in front of him, he never got to that point where he said, I'm not choosing this, I'm forgetting this. Therefore, you can't consider that case to be shicha. The Mishnah finishes off with a general rule, zeha kelal, kol shehu bebal tashuv shicha. Whenever a bundle is subject to the prohibition of not to turn back. For example, a bundle is in the middle of a row, was forgotten, and the only way to collect that bundle is to turn backwards. What do we say? Shicha. That bundle is considered to be shicha. He has to turn backwards. That's what the pasuk says. Don't turn back for it. So here he has to turn backwards for it, for that middle shicha that he left over. That's considered to be shicha. V'she'eno bebal tashuv, eno shicha. But if it's not considered to be part of turning backwards for it, for the example that we just brought, the bundle was left at the end of the row, and the farmer is going to collect it later on as part of its own row, without turning back, that bundle is not considered to be shicha. It's not shicha because he doesn't have to turn backwards for it, and it was just going to be collected when he was collecting the 10th row from west to east.